Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parsha Shemais, the beginning of the Sefer HaGeula, as we daven for an Emes HaGeula, the Meher Yameinu. I'd like to return to an old kasha I have on the Parsha and suggest a possible mahalech of dealing with it. The kasha I have is worth repeating on its own. Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh says to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Behein loy yaminu bi. He says that Klal Yisrael, they're not going to believe me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachl is very unhappy with this. The Kaviyachl says to Rabbeinu Shalom, what? He's speaking against Klal Yisrael? How can you talk against Klal Yisrael? Bang, you get saras. You're saying, let's not even cry about Klal Yisrael. The question we always had is that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, it seems. Because Baruch is anyway, Yaminu be, the Maminim, the Maminim, Rashi brings. Of course they'll believe. But then what happens? He goes to Klal Yisrael, of course they believe. And then he goes to Parai. Rashi tells us that when he comes to Parai's house, it's only Moshe and Aaron. Where was everybody else? Everyone else, they broke away. They didn't stick with it. So what's going on? What in the world is happening? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something to Moshe. Moshe says, Moshe, you're wrong. And it seems that Moshe was correct. This is a kasha that is troubling already for a very long time. Today, I'd like to share with you the words of the Gra, as brought by his son, and a main major site in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. And with that, perhaps use it to answer the question. So let's put this question on the shelf and learn part of the Pirush HaGra on Shmoneh Esrei. Pirush HaGra, what they call the Pirush HaGra on Shmoneh Esrei, is from Rabbeinu Avram, the son of the Gra. It was originally published separately, and lately it's been published with the Siddur HaGra in various prints. Today, I'm dealing with the bracha of Al Tzadikim, actually. Mishanu Miftach LaTzadikim. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is two things. Mishan sounds like a stick that you lean on. Umiftach, and someone who you have betachin. LaTzadikim, the Gra, Kedarkai, explains what the two things are. What is the Mishan, and what is the Miftach? He says the following. It's according to Siddur HaGra. Gam kishu miftach latzadikim abayichim bay. Even as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a source of faith, the tzadikim who have faith in him, v'noisin she'elosam la'achras man. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives their request only after a time passes. Akadim she'ovei she'elosam. Before Hashem is ready to give them what they requested, that means before the Yeshua comes, who mishan lahem shlo yavdu b'tchaynam. Hashem gives them something to lean on. He gives them a small piece of Yeshua. He gives them an idea, a simen, a tchilas Yeshua, what the Gra calls a nitzot, a spark of Yeshua, in order that they should feel the confidence that the Yeshua is coming. As an example, the Gra brings the following example. In Megillas Esther, Klal Yisrael is waiting for Yeshua. The Yeshua had not yet come. And B'laylahu noded Ashnas HaMelech, the king couldn't fall asleep. And Haman ended up parading Mordechai through town with the phrase, Kachei Yosaleish. At that point, the Yeshua had not come. The Gzeri against the Jews still stood. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave them a mishan. He gave them something, say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom is watching. There's someone in charge here. We don't see the Yeshua yet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a nitzus. He gives a spark of Yeshua. So that Yidden should have betach and they should believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after them. That's the spark that comes from beforehand. And the Gra says, V'chein b'mitzrayim. He doesn't explain exactly what his kavan is. And he says, Kach yeh lo'asid lovay. It will be this way, that before the Gula Shalema, within the Tzara, we'll see the flies. That's the purpose of being a Mishon, something to lean on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. So the Gaon tells us about Hashem's Hanhaga. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ready, Kaviyachol, to bring the full Yeshua, but he brings us little sparks of Yeshua, little nekudas to be able to see, and from that we should see and understand. Could be that's the double lashon, Kavei El Hashem, Chazak V'Yamei Fibecha, Kavei El Hashem. Kavei El Hashem, have faith in Hashem. When you see a spark of Yeshua, strengthen yourself, Chazak V'Yamei Fibecha. And then Kavei El Hashem until the Geula, the final Geula, the true Yeshua, comes this way. In the Sefer Mishpat Zayzah of Anach, in Malachim Beis Paragimel, he brings this in an episode here with Elisha and the two kings, Yehoram and Yehoshaphat. Yehoram and Yehoshaphat were kings of the ten Shvatim and the two Shvatim, and they got together to do battle. Before they went to battle, Yeshua, Elisha did a miracle. He said, Kai Amar Hashem, it says there, Leisiru Ruach, Leisiru Geshem, no storm, no rain, Hanacho, Hahu Yimalei Mayim, U'sisavatam U'miknecha Behemtechem. And there'll be water, there'll be rain. And then, V'nasan Asmaya V'yadchem, meaning to say, Yeshua will be the battle in which they're going to defeat Mayav. That's the Yeshua. But before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for them a smaller miracle, a miracle of the abundance of water, that they should have what to drink. And from that miracle, they should strengthen themselves and be able, with the first miracle, to strengthen themselves to be zaycha to the neis that follows afterwards. Once you know about this, you'll see that it happens many times. There are those who use this gra to explain that Yosef had his dreams. What are the other dreams? He could have gone down to Mitzrayim. The whole thing could have happened. He had the dreams to give him a chizuk that the Yeshua will come. With all the tzaris, the dreams are the mishon. They're the thing to lean on to be a miftach ha-tzadikim later. I remember seeing in the Lashon of Reb Shlomo Kluge, he said a Lashon that gam kishahaya Yosef ebeis ha-asurim ha-yamamin ve-emunah shalema. She is Kaimu Chaloy Maisam. It was the Mishon thing he leaned on to have Betochen when he was tested with the Betochen test that followed. So this is the aside of the Gaon. We were learning Mishlei, the Perikid Aleph, Pasuk Yud. There's a similar idea the Gaon brings there in Mishlei. I'd like to add, this idea of Mishon U'Miftach, that before Kvish Baruch Hu brings the full Yeshua, Hashem gives a little hint of Yeshua. There are really two messages. One, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sanada, the way the Rabbi Nishtam deals with the world. But more importantly, is our Hanaga that we have a chiyuv to be mizbainein into the small Yeshuas, into the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to recognize his hand. And sometimes you see a small Yeshua and it should give you chizik for a stronger Yeshua. Could be that Sipshad in Tehillim Chav Gimel, Shiftecha U'mishantecha Hema Yenachmuni. Shiftecha is Midas Adin, the Shevet, the stick of Hashem. U'mishantecha, with your Mishan, with what to lean on. The stick is used to hit, it's also used to give support. Hema Yenachmuni. That means Gam Kielach Begeitz Amoves. Even when the Yeshua is not here yet, that Mishan Ritacha Tzadikim, that is a simon of what's coming. That could also be what Zeresh meant. Zeresh said to her husband Haman, "In Mizera Yehudim Mordechai, Asher Hechelai Saalin Palafanav Masuchalai." If Mordechai is from the Jews, Asher Hechelai Saalin Palafanav, the Mishon, the spark, the nitzus of Yeshua was there, as the Gross said earlier, and I mentioned earlier that the episode with Mordechai and Haman was that Mishon. He said, uh-oh, if this is a Mishon, then you're going to be in big trouble. The matter of fact, that may be, I don't know if you can say it, but I'm thinking out loud, estimate a Mishnah. She invited Haman and Achashverosh to a Mishnah. But what happened? when Achashverosh said, tell me what you want, at Chatzim Alchus V'Seyas, I'll do it. What did Esther do? Esther said, let's push it off for tomorrow. Macher Esek Edvar HaMelech. In Perakei Pasuk Vavit. Macher Esek Edvar HaMelech. We'll do it afterwards. Why did she push it off for a day? Why didn't she do it right away? Well, according to the Gra, it could be she was waiting for that Mishon. She was waiting for that hint of Yeshua. She was waiting. The attack happened that night. That night was the night of Dada Dashtas HaMelech. She was waiting for that. Actually, the Ibn Ezra actually says it. He's saying to Graz Yisayt, the Ibn Ezra there on Perakei Pasuk Lamed says, Lufi Daiti, she ichra Esther ledavar. Why did she push it off? Bavur shalei rasa shum ois sheschadish Hashem bavur tainis Yisrael. She didn't see Hashem did anything at all yet in response to the fasting of Klal Yisrael. Ah, the Yom Sheni, she already saw it. So that's a different story. Because also be Yom Sheni, Devar Gadlus, the next day a big thing happens, says Ibn Ezra, Devar Gadlus Mordechai, physically. So we have another source for this Nakuda, for this idea, and it's a it's an important message, important Nakuda to hold on to yourself with. So this is the Grazia side. It's the aside in our lives. Oh, I have to remember to come back to Parsha Shmai. Sometimes I forget. Come back to Parsha Shmai. Parsha Shmai, hey, my Yamin will be, my Jorbein will do some ice, and they'll believe. But they didn't believe. They chickened out. The Teretz is, this was never meant to be the Yeshua. This is meant to be Mishan. Meant to be a hint at a Yeshua. How you saw, they weren't yet Miftach. They weren't. But the Mishan, they saw something's coming. They chickened out of going to Parai. Okay, they weren't. This wasn't the full message. But the Haskalah, that was Pocket Yivkei Hashem Eschen. The Haskalah, so that there was. So, a wonderful message of the Gain for our own lives, and a pshat in a handful of places in Tanakh that are explained according to the Gain. Ten lechachem yekavar, you'll find more places. You'll learn about Gidai, and you'll see Gidai also. Small nice, big nice. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh as we start to say for our Gula and Davin for Gula Yisrael. Guten Shabbos.